The next speaker is Christoph, and Christoph joined us from Munich. And with a background in physics, he's now presenting something more on the gamified side of OWASP, which is threat modeling card game. You might think, wait a second, there is already one, but this one is different and it covers different parts. And once Christoph returns,
yes.
We even have the card game here. Perfect.
Great. Okay, thank you very much. And thank you very much, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to show you our little OWASP project thingy that we have here. So maybe a few words to me. So I'm Christoph. You just heard I once was a physicist, but now I turned into a developer, and I particularly like DevOps and making secure projects. And this is now a little bit of our approach of making DevOps more secure. So I'm the project lead of OWASP Cumulus, so the card games. And yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about that. And yeah, my background now is that I work for TNG Technology Consulting, and I don't want to make a commercial for that, but it will be important a little bit in the later part, because this is kind of the background where the game came from and where we had kind of the idea to come up with this. But yeah, so the outline for today is a little bit, I tell you a little bit about the game, then we have a small demo, and then I have a question for you. So, but first of all, I want to say that I have to go away from the speaker, that Cumulus is not a new idea, actually. So we stand on the shoulders of giants, so there is Elevation of Privilege, which is a very cool game, which was the first game of this kind. And there's also Cornucopia from OWASP. They're cloud experts, and just building on top of all of this, we did this tiny layer, which then became Cumulus. And I want to start with a phrase, namely that DevOps is built on self-responsibility, because DevOps means you build your project, you're responsible for your project, but then also includes security. And what I really like is this logo from Cornucopia, which just says in devs we trust, and I think this is a very important statement, because the idea of Cumulus is enabling developers to be self-responsible for the security of their project. So then, one often heard the phrase DevSecOps, and what does it mean? I mean, spoiler is I don't like that phrase, but you can just go to Google and do Google image search, and you find things like this. And don't think of secure DevOps in this way. I mean, on the left picture, security is just a different thing that was added, and the overlapping area even got smaller with this, and this just, for me, it implies that security makes things harder. And the second thing is also, security is not even connected to the process, it's something different, and we shouldn't think of security while building software in this way. A better picture is this, namely, think of security as some embracing process that is everywhere in your software development. And this is kind of the mindset that we want to have in Cumulus, and what's kind of the motivating idea behind that. So Cumulus is about threat modeling. And for those of you who don't know what threat modeling is, it's actually very simple. There's Adam Shostak. He is like the super guru of threat modeling, and he is the one who also invented this idea of gamifying threat modeling. And he defines threat modeling as a system of four questions. What are we building? What can go wrong? What should we do about that? And did we do a decent job? And at the core of threat modeling, I think, is the second question, what can go wrong? Because that means we have to understand what the problems are to our software and to our system and where problems can be. But that's also the hard question. And this is, I think, the part where developers need help and where a lot of frameworks have emerged, for example, these gamification games. And that's where we are with Cumulus. The Cumulus is at the second question of these four questions. So, and to help in this question, Adam had the idea to gamify it. So he invented elevation of privilege, which is not in OWASP, but it's really, really, really well recognized. And the idea is to have a card game and let the developers play that card game. And while playing the cards, each card has a threat written on it. And then the developers play the cards. They think about the particular threat written on the card and start kind of a brainstorming of the system. And by doing that, they are kind of motivated to discuss, to share their knowledges, their experiences, and hopefully they find threats, they find things that they did not really think about, they write them down, and this then leads to a threat modeling process. So this is the basic idea of that. And yeah, I told you I like DevOps, and we use DevOps, and yeah, at TNG we are a consulting company, so onboarding is a topic for us. So onboarding people who are coming from physics like me, and for them we had the experience that Elevation of Privilege is a very great game, but it's maybe more a game for people who have at least a little bit of experience in security. And so many of the people who just came from university, did a degree in physics, but sometimes did not really understand what the cards meant. And that's why I put it here blurry a little bit, because it's actually pretty good, but sometimes it's maybe hard to understand if you don't have the prior knowledge. Then we found that OWASP also has Cornucopia, which is a very similar card game, but this is focused on application security. So if you look at the DevOps loops, it's more on the dev side of DevOps. And that's why we thought, okay, we have kind of maybe a hole on the ops side. And this was then the basic idea to come up with Cumulus, because that just sits there. And then our vision was you can just use all three of these card games, you can even mix them together and get a full coverage over the DevOps lifecycle. Yeah, and then, okay, DevOps, what does it mean? If you want to secure DevOps, there are, I think, a few areas that you can look at. There is automation, which is really important in DevOps, CI/CD, and these things. There are the humans involved, but there's also design, architecture, the things that you want to build. And you can think a lot of about security controls, and you get a big picture here. You don't have to read that, but you can just group things together, put some colors in here. And this, in the end, gave us Cumulus. So, again, there are cards. Each card has a threat to the system, and you play these cards, and by that you are kind of guided through the security posture of your system. And I said there are different colors. The colors correspond to different threat categories. So we have five colors. for identity access management, CI/CD, backup restore, monitoring, and also one last, the purple one, which is, to be honest, the things that did not fit in the other categories, in some sense. And yeah, the design decisions that we had was we didn't want to make a vendor-independent game. So we didn't want to make an AWS game or an Azure game or so. So we wanted to extract like the general DevOps and cloud principles. And also we didn't want to make a technology-dependent game. So this should not be a Kubernetes game. So in the end, we had to find kind of the balance of being general enough to foster discussions and concrete enough for being helpful. And I hope that we kind of found this balance. And one thing that was at least important for me was that we wrote all the threads in the we perspective. Again, emphasizing the self-responsibility in DevOps, because it's not always the bad hacker who did something, but it's also us, the developers, who maybe missed the chance to secure something. So now I have a small demo of how such a game could look like. So this is, so you are building some DevOps system in the cloud, and don't look at all the details. Just the point is here, you somehow manage to model your system, to build all the interactions, to write things down. Yeah, so you have users, you have developers, you're running in the cloud with several cloud technologies, and it's complicated, and you want to understand what's going on. And yeah, that's you. You're the developers. So there are Tony, Sonita, and Juan. And they now want to threat model the system. And they use just some random game called Cumulus. And so Tony starts to play a card. Tony plays the blue 10, which just says we don't limit ingress or egress when running CI pipelines. And then they think, okay, what could this mean? And then they come up with the idea, okay, this could mean like firewalling and our pipelines. We actually don't limit this. So our pipelines can reach the internet, and then via some supply chain attack or whatever, can just load a malicious code. We could do something about that. So who's it? Juan writes this down, just a sticky note saying that, well, our pipelines can reach the internet, and that's not good. So Juan now found a possible threat, and that's why he just got a point here, and he's happy. Then Sonita is playing the next card. She has to play a blue card, because that's now the color of the trick. And if she has a blue card, she plays it. She plays the blue 8. And this card says, we use outdated dependencies from our runtime platform. And they start thinking, what could this mean? And actually, we have dependency scanning for our Kubernetes resources, and actually everything looks quite fine. But then Sonita has an idea, namely for our mobile app, just on the left, top left. We're having this integration with Facebook that people can just look in. And just for a long time, we did not update the client library. And said, yeah, we should do that. So they wrote down another sticky note, and Sonita got a point. Then Tony also had an idea, namely, yeah, we just got an email that our Node.js version in our Lambda function on the top is very old, and we should update that, and we should really make a ticket out of that. And that's another thing that they just write down, and Tony gets a point. Now, they run out of ideas, and Juan can play the next card, and he does not have a blue card, but he plays a red card, and the red card are the trumps in this game. So, first observation is Juan gets a different second point because he now played the highest card, the trump card, in this round, and he makes the trick, and he gets a second point. And then they start reading. Our identity access management lets authenticated users or developers grant themselves additional permissions. So, where could this be a problem? They think about that and they think, okay, the bad thing would be if developers can just change the database. I mean, they can do that, but at least there are audit logs, and at least we know what it happens, and then someone, well, will get fired. Let's put it like this. But then Sonita has a different idea, namely, okay, but our developers can also manipulate the logs. And this is also a problem, because then a developer can manipulate the database, delete the traces, and that's a situation that we do not want to have. Maybe we can do something about that. And so she writes down a different sticky note, gets a second point. And yeah, now our developers have played one round of the game. And what do they have? So in the end, Sonita and Juan are kind of leading. But most important, they got this pile of sticky notes, which then as a second step, they convert into tickets they can just use as input for their backlog, and hopefully in a few weeks all these things will be gone. So this is the basic flow of this game. The people just play the cards, they talk, and while talking they identify issues that they have and where they should take actions from. Yeah, just as a side mention, we have the physical cards, and we also have a online version if you want to play that. It's just on GitHub, you can just deploy it and then you can play the game. But you can also get the games online, and just, I'm not getting any money off of it, so I can just tell you that if you want them, CyberStack Games is the place where you can buy all these games. But we also have a printer-friendly version that you can just print them themselves. So now I promised you that I have a question for you, because I'm thinking about the next steps for this project. And one thing that I would like to have is like explanation pages for all the cards. So with what do they mean, what could be like examples, what could be mitigations. And I would like to have this kind of written down, and I'm just looking for people to help. Because if you have an interest in cloud and DevOps security, then you are the correct persons to help me, or to help us. Just leave me a message, and yeah, just as a warning, if no one helps me, I have to ask ChatGPT, and I'm just gonna be generating AI slop, and no one wants that, so I need help. And yeah, and in general, this project, the card games, they were created in such a way that, and we have a GitHub repository, and it's as easy as possible to change cards, to create pull requests, to get in new ideas, and that's what I want to have. So this should be a community project, and there should be rigorous discussions. Yeah, you can just create a new pull request, you just have to edit one file to change a card, and I invite everyone to just do that. And that's all I have. I want to say thank you. No, I have something more over there. I do have cards printed, so if you're interested, just feel free to grab the cards. And That's all I have. Thank you.
And thanks a lot. We have a couple minutes time for questions before the lunch break begins.
Thanks for sharing. Do you have experience in how to integrate that into agile rituals?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are several ways you can do that. I mean, the typical way would be to have like game sessions every one or two sprints, to do them regularly, and then to feed the sticky notes we just had back into the backlog, prioritize them relative to bug tickets to feature tickets, and so get them back into the development flow. This is one way, but this always implies that you have kind of management support. So someone has to give you the time to do this, these games. We have teams that do not have this support. What they do is they commit themselves prior to each planning meeting. They we take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we just draw 1, 2, 3 random cards and discuss these. This is like the small way to sneak these things in if you don't have support.
More questions? Yeah.
How long does the typical session take? For example, you had the example for 3 developers.
Yeah, I mean, you don't finish the game. Because, I mean, if you have like a time box of 5 minutes per cards and we have like more than 60 cards, you won't do that. But you should just time box the session to, I don't know, 1 hour, maybe 90 minutes, and just do it regularly. So the idea is not to play that game and you're done. The idea is to have a continuous process that's always there and to do that all the time, because in the end, you want this threat modeling to become like a mindset. You want to do that all the time while you come up with new features. You want to integrate that into your way of thinking. That's the idea.
Thank you. So in this context, what would be a good strategy you would propose to effectively take the feedback, like let's say those sticky notes like become parts of some backlog, then they're either worked on or they're not worked on. So on the next session on playing this, how do you effectively take into account like we fixed this, and is there some more incentive basically where you can place like at the game phase for stuff that's already been fixed, like by that like a point system or something, and for those that effectively were supposed to be fixed but were not fixed, do you have a way essentially to reward good behavior, like reward good fixes, and potentially like reflag those old ones that have not been addressed?
So I mean, threat modeling is like a bigger process. I mean, I said this game is just at the second part, the second question. And usually there's a lot of documentation. There is, after you found the threats, you have to evaluate them and all these. And you have to find a process for that. And the game does not give you a process for that. This is just for the second question. And yeah, what I typically do is just somehow, as lame as it sounds, to create a table of the findings, link Jira tickets, whatever, and put the columns in red, green, yellow, whatever, just to have like a visual representation of the security posture of the system. And for one client, for example, it was a greenfield project, and so they started threat modeling, and if you start a greenfield project, there are a lot of, security compromises, so basically all this whole table was red. And then over the time, the table turned green, 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 greener, greener, and this was also for management. It was really good to have this transparent way of understanding the security posture and also to understand why certain things have been done. Yeah.
Maybe time for one last short question. Nope, I have one. So you usually try to map threats to the classic card game of like maybe poker, like with 52 cards? Did you have trouble filling every card? Did you have more threats than you had cards? How did you solve those kinds of problems?
I mean, we have one or two slots still left. So we do. I mean, these are poker cards. It starts from one to ace, from two to ace, and yeah, for it depends on for a few of these categories, we had more threads and we had to filter out. Not all categories are full. For example, monitoring, there is at least the three and the two are still empty, and yeah, but in the end, it worked out better than I expected when we started it. Yeah.
And thanks a lot. Let's give a warm round for Christoph.
Thank you.